This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist. How was Traitors UK last night?
It was glorious. It was so, so good. I cannot tell you how much I enjoyed it. And I think mainly because they threw in a huge curveball that I don't think anybody was really expecting. We knew they were going to change things up, but not quite so much.
So what was that curveball?
So it is basically the introduction of this new traitor called the Secret Traitor. So people who are familiar with the show will know that there are generally three traitors chosen amongst the players and everybody else is a faithful. So she chose her three traitors, but she also chose another person who wears a red cloak and is called a Secret Traitor. And the big twist is that they choose a short list of people for the traitors to murder from. But even more so interesting is that they don't know who this secret traitor is. Nobody does. And also the viewers don't even know who this secret traitor Ooh. Is. But the secret traitor knows who the three original traitors are. So this secret traitor has sort of, I guess, complete oversight over everything and everyone. And they are the only person who knows the identity of all the players. I mean, even the viewers don't know who this person is yet.
Okay. So it really... Do we know when we'll find out who the secret traitor is?
We don't yet, but there will definitely, I think, be some... There was some indication that the traitors can somehow get their power back. So, I mean, anyone who's familiar with this show will know there are huge amounts of twists and turns. So I highly doubt somebody is going to have this amount of power over the entire game. It'd be highly unfair. So there will be some mechanism, I am sure, for either this person to be revealed or for a new secret traitor to be installed. But it has really thrown the cat amongst the pigeons, I think, with the players. The traitors themselves were very hacked off that somebody else is controlling them. But also I think the viewers, just from the vibe I'm getting from people who watched it, they're a bit kind of frustrated that for the first time they don't know the identity of somebody in the game.
Yeah, interesting. We have an Irish woman in there as well.
We do. There's two Northern Irish contestants.
Oh, two.
But one of them has been chosen as a traitor. So that's Rachel. She's from County Down. She works in communications. She seems really up for it. And I think, I think they had to change it up a bit this year because everyone has gone in as sort of a super fan. Everyone has gone in wanting to be a traitor. This is the fourth civilian series of the UK show. So they had to do something a little bit different. So I don't know whether it's going to work in its entirety. Like, myself and my husband sat down to watch it last night and this curveball was thrown in and he looked at me and said, this better not ruin the show now. So I think there's potential for this to upset things a little bit, but I think it was wise on their part.
Okay, just very finally, like, I've watched the Irish Traitors. I've never looked at the UK Traitors. Are they very different? Like, I mean, Irish people, English people, there are differences, not massive differences between
There are some differences. And I think when it comes to this kind of a game where it's all about kind of, you know, getting to know people and deception and lying and that sort of thing, there is a definite difference. I think the Irish one, the people were a little bit, I think, more laid back quicker with one another. I think they just settled into a routine a bit quicker. They were a bit easier with each other. Whereas I think in the English one, things are just a little bit more, I don't want to say stiff upper lip because we're not that different, but there is something a little bit more reserved, I think, about them in general. And perhaps it's just the way the production is put together. Claudia Winkleman is brilliant as the host.
Give us the schedule. How long does it run for? Is it on 3 nights a week or?
So it's on tonight. If you haven't started it, you can dip in tonight, and it's also on Saturday. And then following that, it'll be on twice a week. I think it's like Wednesday and Thursday or something like that. And it runs until the end of the month. So, I mean, if you're looking for something to kind of cheer you up, to take you out of the depths of January, I cannot recommend it enough. If you like the Irish one, I'd really think you're going to enjoy this.
OK, Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist, Traitors superfan. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.